Fred Film Radio, Venice Film Festival, Italy.
Fred Film Radio, this is Niccolò Comotti here, the 75th edition of the Venice Film Festival, and I'm joined by Maxime Peake. Welcome.
Thank you very much.
So Maxime, you are the strong, beautiful role that leads the whole film, actually. That's you. Now, well, we're talking about Peterloo, and I'm sure that it was an incredible experience.
But yeah.
With this specific film by Mike Lee, you know, we always heard that sometimes he usually doesn't even use a proper screenplay, but here, yeah, of course, it was mandatory. What was your relationship with him is to kind of bring your character as well into life? Because it's really alive. There's something that goes beyond maybe the overall historical part, but you just kind of like a step forward. Just imagine maybe the mic had almost like a...
Mike had a... Because you do improvise, but he does have... I think he had a very strong idea where the story needed to go, the story beats, but especially the characters he wanted us to be to tell that story. And I'm part of a family, and the family, he wanted to be the heart of the film that threaded through. And we're fictional. Most of the other characters within the film are based on real people. And so, but what Mike does, he makes you... You have to create your characters from people that you know. So he spends weeks and you talk to him about different people that you know and what elements of their personality will work to make, you know, to the piece of the jigsaw to make the film work and your character, you know, become alive. So he does, yeah, it's, yeah, it works quite. We did a short period of the normal, 7 weeks we did sort of character development. So, yeah.
And when you develop your character as well, like you always, have you ever found yourself almost like stuck in some sort of, you know, like should I go really like towards the improv part or should I actually stick to something that is already in my mind and, you know, these are my boundaries, these are my limits?
Well, what happens with Mike, you sort of improvise and then he'll write and then somebody writes it down and then Mike will choose what is said. So then a script does develop. But yeah, sometimes you get the temptation to go, maybe, you know, we had a big debate whether my character would become a part of the female reformer group or not. And part of me went, my vanity went, oh, I'd love it that she was part of it. But actually, in reality, I thought, you know what, I think it's much more interesting if she doesn't go down that route. So there was times when we sort of debated what should she do. And I thought, actually, in a way, keep her that she does a very, there's nothing ordinary about her, but, you know, it's about a woman who is struggling to keep her family together and support her family. And rather than go off and, you know, and become a sort of a radical. So
when you tackle like films such as Peterloo, and you're part of it as well, can you see a sort of level of responsibility as a drive? You know, like, because you're representing something that, you know, especially for like non-British viewers,
yeah,
it's just something maybe like, you know, one line on the history books. So
yeah,
it's all relived. Like you feel that there's a sort of, you know, a good push, or sometimes,
yeah,
it's almost like a nervous kind of.
Well, I'm from the area that Peterloo happened. So, and even before the film, I'm involved in a memorial campaign to get a memorial, some evidence, you know, a statue, whatever it may be. We've got the artist Jeremy Deller's working at the moment. So for years, I've been part of that. So it's a very important event in Manchester, Peterloo. So I did feel pressure. When the film was announced, everyone went, you've got to be in it, you've got to be in it. Are you even going to be in Peterloo? You know, I did write to Mike and say, please, can I be in your film? And he wrote back and went, yes, you can. So, yeah, you do want to tell the story clearly and concisely and people understand. And also that it has a resonance with today. That's the importance of doing it now. It's not just a nostalgic piece about an event that happened years ago. It's unfortunately about events that continue to happen around the world. So, yeah.
Thank you so much.
It's a pleasure. Thank you, Nico.
Thanks so much.
Take care. Thank you.
Fred Film Radio, the festival inside.
Fred Film Radio, 24/7 on fred.fm and smartphone apps.